when you were growing up, did your parents
toss
your room?
Toss my room?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You know, like when the police come and they toss your room, they open drawers or look around or try to see, like, are there drugs? Are you hiding a dildo somewhere? Like, what is my teenage son doing in his room? Like, they literally toss your room. Like, they take off the mattress and look underneath. They open drawers.
So it's like I'm in The Sopranos and they're hitting me with a warrant.
Right. Exactly.
My parents are going to destroy my mattress to look and see if I have drugs in the mattress.
Right. Like, the police have shown up, except the police are your parents, and they have a warrant to search this room.
Yeah, no. My parents never did that, and I'm glad they didn't, because God only knows what they would have found.
What would they have found?
I have no idea. I mean, you could find anything and spin it. You know, what do you have this lighter for? Why do you have condoms? Why, you know, I can just imagine.
Right.
They would have found something. Oh, there's a switchblade knife. Well, you can read into anything. Plus, my parents are Italian, so they're not going to tear apart your room. They know that that's wrong.
Well, that's a big debate going on Twitter right now, whether parents should be allowed to come in and search their child's room. Mm-hmm. And I say it depends how old the child is, and it depends on your child's history. But this cop is giving basically a tutorial to parents to show how to search a room.
Oh, because, no.
You know, they're parents. They don't know. So this cop is teaching them. It's called Parent Aware. And this cop is teaching you how to flip your kid's room.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Parent Aware, where we provide parents with information they can use to keep their kids safe. I'm Sergeant Brian Gunsley with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, and today I'm going to show you how to search your child's room.
This is so Orange County, too, by the way.
The first step is to remove the child, or the teenager in this case.
Remove the child.
Leave the child.
from the room. You don't want them in the room because their protests may distract you from doing a thorough search.
Hey. See, if that is your dad when he comes home from work, you better not have anything in your room anyway.
Pal, right. I need you to leave the room. Thanks. We'll talk later.
Dad, you're a dick.
Oh, no.
Stupid asshole. Okay, so here's episode one, searching your child's room.
Dad.
It's important to search your child's room every once in a while, like I would say about every 6 months. Unless
every
you suspect
six months?
That they're using drugs or alcohol.
And you don't tell them when it's coming. It's kind of like jail.
Right.
You know,
then you're going to want to do it more often.
I know, did you?
The way I would search this room is to split it into sections. So this would be my first section.
I'm sorry, are you urinating? In the cup, sweetie.
And then another section would be maybe this area right here. And then the closet, and then this
bed. Okay, so he's saying you divide the room into different sections, and you do one section at a time.
Do you do it like one section, then the next, or you do one section, then the next day you do another one?
No. During the entire search,
so
you come in and do one search,
anything that's on the floor.
And you divide the room into different sections.
What I recommend is to start
searching
from top to bottom and then left to right. Mm-hmm. So here I would start just searching in this plant.
He's looking
at
a plant.
Then go across to the right, and then we'll search into whatever containers that are here.
There's some random jar there.
Always want to look inside the containers.
What's in this jar?
Okay, Mr. Orange County Sheriff guy, so you're looking in the pill container that's in your kid's room. What if you find drugs? You got to take them to jail?
I think if you're a parent and you find drugs in your kid's room, I think that's an opportunity to have a conversation with your kid and say, why do you have weed? like, why do you have
okay, but
joints?
He's a cop. I'm not saying just the regular, like me going through my kid's room. I'm saying as a police officer, he's got to take that kid to jail.
If he finds a gram of cocaine in that plant, in his kid's plant, yeah, he's got to haul him off.
Then who's the kid going to call to get him out of jail?
Grandpa.
I don't like
thoroughly.
This at all.
See, here we have a container with, looks like a place for someone to hide something.
It's a good place to hide your weed.
So I'm going to hang on to that. Certainly want to talk about that in a little bit.
It's a Nescafe. Like, who drinks this?
There's weed in there, trust me. No, but no kid's got coffee in his room.
That's what I mean. Then, like, what kid has decaf coffee in his room? Even if you drink it, don't you keep it in the kitchen? Why would it be in your room?
Just kind of look through everything.
That's a coffee cup.
Dick.
When it comes to books, you just want to search through all the pages.
Okay, watch
and just see if you see anything.
So he opens the book. Here we have
and finds a photo.
Picture, it looks like, of a child.
No, he finds a drawing.
A gun to their head. This may indicate that they're thinking about committing suicide. So that's something that...
If only he had a gun in the house.
Hang on a second. If your child has a cartoon of a kid with a gun to his head, he makes the assumption... First of all, what kid... If you're thinking about committing suicide, you're not going to draw pictures of, like, hangman yourself with a noose. I mean, as a psychologist, this really ticks me off for two reasons. Okay. The first reason is... What you're teaching your child is you can't talk to me. You can't trust me. I'm going to come in and invade your personal space. You know, the kid is a teenager. It's not an 8-year-old. I'm going to come in and invade your personal space because I don't trust you. And the child is now learning, oh, I got to keep things from this asshole. I can't share my life with this person.
Thing that we want to talk about with our child.
Why I'm feeling depressed or why I might be feeling suicidal. Instead, I have to draw a picture of myself holding a gun.
There's another book he's going to go in. You better hurry up. Dude, this is not cool. I don't like anything about
so
this.
So here, here we have something.
Yeah, this isn't cool.
If you don't trust your kids.
This looks like a scale of some sort. So
he's
got
a scale
used.
Disguised as a video game. Assuming that your kid now also does cocaine and measures it.
And
by
it.
Someone who's maybe purchasing drugs or selling drugs. So that's...
Oh, it's a Crash Team Racing game.
Something that's disguised. We'll hang on to that.
Yeah, look in the cans.
Now, here's something
that... Yes,
now he's
going through everything on the kid's desk.
It's like a container of some sort. We see what's inside.
In there.
We have hidden in here. We have some looks like marijuana.
Oh,
so I am going to hang on to...
Dude, you're in Orange County. That's legal there. Put that back.
This, we're going to have a little talk about that.
Perfect place to hide your weed. And he took it from me. Now he's got to go buy another can.
This is a concern.
Okay, now,
because
go forward a little bit to 306, because now he's just looking. He's just going through like everything.
Some teens use
this kid already is like a total criminal.
And also, it's very important to be respectful.
So now he's going through his drawers.
Of the
child's
property.
Now he's talking about being respectful.
When you're doing this, because it's just the appropriate thing to do. Here we have a vaping device.
Okay, hang on. He threw that away. He said it's important to be respectful of your child's property as you're doing this. Let me just say this. Children, teenagers are entitled to their privacy. They're entitled to learning things and making mistakes. I think it's best to sit down and have a conversation with your child and talk about consequences. Listen, I'm not going to flip your room. I'm not going to search your room and go through all your stuff. I am going to instead explain to you about consequences of your actions. I'm going to explain to you about drugs and addiction, and let's have a conversation. Do you have friends who are getting high? What do they smoke pot or are they doing coke? Like, let's have a close conversation, have a close relationship with your kid, and you will know all this stuff. You don't have to flip their room.
Yeah, I don't trust this kid anyway because he's got a bottle of wet wipes on the counter, which that shouldn't be in the bedroom, and he's got a photo of a cat on his dresser. That can't be good.
First of all, he loves his cat. Second of all, after he jerks off, he uses a wet one. That's the problem.
We're going to hang on to that.
What else do teenagers do all day?
Go buy that kid more clothes. That kid has no clothes. There's like two underwear in the drawer.
Here we have
and
some
t-shirt.
More clothing. Looks like everything's okay there.
Oh, shit. He found a bong.
Hidden inside some
socks.
Okay,
so this kid has a scale, weed, a bong. A pipe
and a picture of
his
a cat.
His kid's a drug addict and a picture of a cat.
Go through
here. There's nothing in that one. Go buy that kid
nothing
some clothes.
In that drawer.
And then,
if you notice anything that's unusual,
this is toilet paper. the hell's there toilet paper
in the room? Like, this is not toilet paper. That's kind of unusual. Nothing.
Yeah, I would send him to military school. if he had toilet paper.
See anything with that?
Yeah, this is okay. So as far as I'm concerned, this is enough. You got the picture here. To me, this is just terrible parenting. If you can't talk to your kid and if you don't trust your child, that is a bigger issue, because while all you're teaching them is to hide your shit better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I will tell you this. So I was an only child. And I had a lot of most of my friends had siblings. I didn't know any other only children. I grew up in a neighborhood where like everyone had tons of kids. And one of my best friends, one of my really close friends, she was a drug doer. I wasn't. I have to tell you, honestly, I drank when I was in high school, but I didn't do any drugs. Like, I was not a drug doing kid. That wasn't my thing. I was into like really bad, cheap wine and Genesee beer. That's what I my thing. And once in a while, like, you know, a shot of Jack Daniels. But that's I was a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really good friend who was into drugs. And she said she had just gotten some drugs and she has older brothers and sisters and she has parents that she knew were going to go through her stuff. She shared a room with her sister. She asked me to hold some drugs for her, for real. Like, you know, when your parents find you, I'm holding it for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I literally did hold it for a friend. And I knew that my mother trusted me. I knew she wasn't going to come and flip my room. But just to be safe, what I used to do is I had an envelope that I taped to the back of a painting. So if my mother comes in and opens my drawers, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I had this envelope taped to the back of a painting and I kept money in there. That was the thing. I kept my money in there and like anything, like if I had a love note or, you know, something personal, I kept it in there. That's where I kept my friend's drugs for her. If my mother followed that video and came and went through my room, she would never find that.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't take a painting off a wall and turn it around and look for a tape.
But this guy would. This guy's going through everything. He's a cop. It's not cool.
No, he's doing the obvious. He's doing the obvious thing. I'm just telling you, if kids, like I said, my friend Lori wanted to hide drugs. She didn't keep them in her room.
Mm-hmm.
She kept them at my house. That's
she put them
point.
In your pants and said, go home.
Right. Pretty much.
Yeah. You hide my drugs. So if you get in trouble, don't call me.